What's going on, everybody? This is the first edition of the Sports Rambler podcast. I am your social media editor, Alex Petricelli, and I am accompanied by
the sports editor, Aaron Bell.
And we are here to talk about some women's basketball because we are in the national tournament, in case you live under a rock. And we have been on fire lately. We have yet to lose in this calendar year.
20 straight.
And we are hosting the first round of the D3 National Tournament as we take on Piedmont. So in honor of the success of our women's basketball team, this is the cause for our sports podcast today. So Aaron, who had the pleasure of being at that HCAC Conference Tournament Championship game, why don't you tell us a little bit about the game, Aaron?
Well, I mean, it was quite a contest. We had a lot of people show up, especially for, you know, even with it being a conference championship, there are a lot of fans in both sides, honestly. So if we go back, you know, we talk about that Rose Holman, who was our opponent in this contest, but the last two seasons prior had knocked us out in the conference championship. So this was a high emotion game, and it was at our own Beck Center. So, you know, nothing more than I think it was kind of this thing where Transylvania just didn't want to win, but they wanted Rose Holman, you know, for some vengeance. But yeah, it started off a very defensive game, which is odd because both teams were more offensive, you know, powerhouses. But we saw, you know, Transylvania, they played a 2-3 zone with some press, and then every once in a while would go into man and, you know, kind of mixed it up. And Rose Holman just, you know, set in their ways of half court man to man, basically the whole contest. But it's worked for them in the past. So, yeah. And I mean, going into the game of this season, teams were 1-1 against each other. We won on our home court. They won on theirs, both convincingly. They weren't really close, either one. So, yeah. And then it all came down to that fourth quarter, you know, where we went inside, I believe it was 42-42 or, you know, something around that. And which is crazy because I think we averaged, you know, around 70 points a game, you know,
yeah, 77 points a game,
you know, so it was just kind of like, well, you know, kind of learned if Transylvania can't make threes, can they still win? And obviously they did. That's why we're here. But, you know, going into it, and eventually they got a huge shot by just a sophomore in Miranda Otero with her in the middle. It looked like a 2-3, but when I looked back, it looked like they were in a man-to-man at that point, and she played help defense and just went up and got a clean block. And there's a little discrepancy of if there was a jump ball or if they called the timeout. Either way, it became our ball, and with 4 seconds left, we had Kristen Hayes just go up and make a tough, tough layup. And
yeah, I saw that layup. That layup was crazy tough, and I can't imagine how lit the Beck Center was when she made that shot.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's on their feet, you know, a lot of things. I mean, I think from personally, you know, she was the inbounder of the play. And, you know, everyone who watches basketball knows you have to look on the, you know, look at the inbounder.
But
it's still
player.
Just as shocking, you know, when he just runs off of it and, you know, goes up. And I think, you know, not that, you know, Kristen's a bad player or anything, but the layup was so tough. I don't think many of us thought it was going to go down, but it was, you know, she went up. And especially when she kind of got it from the center, you know, that's the toughest layup, you know, when you have to go to the left or right. That's what you practice all the time. Going to the center, then you don't know if you go off the glass or you just put it in.
Yeah, do you float that?
It was beautiful right off the glass. And, you know, there was 0.4 seconds left, but, you know, not much time for them to really do much. And yeah, so we're on our way, and I think we're excited. And we think they have a great shot to go pretty deep in this conference or in this NCAA. What do you think?
Oh, I totally believe it. I mean, listen, it seemed like from your analysis of the game and the video that I caught from the game, I think there were a lot of nerves.
Yeah,
going
early
into that
on
game,
for sure.
Early on for sure, because a team that just shoots lights out. I mean, we're at 39% from 3-point range. That's like.
And that's the team average,
that's
right?
Elite.
I mean, that's the team
average. Yeah. That's elite.
They have one of the top three shooters in the nation, Division III ranked, in Celia Klein, that's just been killing it. And she's actually shooting a higher percentage from three than she is from the normal field, which is just insane. it's close,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we have to pull up here. 47.5%. 47.5 3-point percentage on the season thus far.
And she shoots them. Like, it's not like she rarely shoots them. I mean,
seven a game. No, and then she set some sort of record, I believe, in the beginning, like a 3-point record.
Yeah.
So, like, she is definitely well renowned shooter, but, like, we have a few legit shooters. I mean, Shelby Boyle puts can get a bucket as well. And Kristen with that huge bucket, I bet her confidence at an all-time high right now.
Right, yeah.
And it looks like we've just been killing it. But not only are we like elite on offense, it looks like we're just killing it on defense too. I mean, we've held, you know, Defiance to 50 points, Franklin to 50 points in the past. So that's going to be huge because, as they say, defense wins the championship.
Right, especially when you have a team like this that is so orchestrated around the three-point, you know, shot, which is the way basketball has been trending, and we've seen that you can be successful with that. But when the shots don't fall, what do? That's always the question. And I think we saw that, you know, against Rose Holman, that, yeah, they can score going to the basket. You know, they can, you know, get a post move every now and then. But really, this team rolls when they make threes, which they have most of the year. So it's an interesting time. And also, I think, you know, an underrated thing that we don't see in basketball talked about a lot now is depth. And this team goes about 8 or 9 deep that play real minutes, you know, not garbage minutes. And the people that come in aren't, you know, getting, you know, 12 plus points, but we were putting so many people in. And I remember thinking that was something that Rose Holman, they had 3 girls that played the entire game, never sat. And that wasn't even close for us. And I think that, you know, that comes in.
Huge. Oh, it's definitely going to be huge because, you know, let's just say Celia's not hitting her shot, so I'm coming off the bench and provide that spark that you need. Behind every great team is a deep bench that can get it done if the stars aren't quite getting it done. And it looks like that's what it does here. I mean, we have 3 players on our team that are all averaging double figures, and that is, and almost 4 is Zenobia Walker has 9.5 points a game. Yeah. So that's, we'll round her up. We'll get her to 4, and that's gigantic. When you have that kind of balanced scoring attack, it could be anyone's night.
Right, exactly. That's what I've always thought was so lethal about this team is, if one, even 2 players could be off, and you still have to worry about 2 more. And you got a bench coming in at you. So it's hard. You can't focus on one player. I mean, you know, Klein's been getting a lot of the notoriety lately. But, you know, we also, she's the leading scorer, but only by, you know, a third of a point, you know. So that's not, you know, not knocking her at all. But it's just everyone's competing as a team. And I think when you have a team that's kind of constructed guard-wise, that's lethal. You need that. You can't rely on one guard to score all your points.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right about that. Someone's got to set the table, and someone's got to eat the dinner. And that's and that's what looks like it's done here. So as we're looking ahead, so this game is taking place on Friday.
Correct.
Do you know, are you quite sure of what time?
I believe it's at 6.
It's Friday at 6. That is huge. And we're taking on Piedmont at home. So let's take a little look into how Piedmont's season's been going. I got some of their stats right here. Now, I'm a little bit familiar with Piedmont. I get to playing them in lacrosse. And if that says anything, then this should be a breeze. But obviously, those two things don't always quite correlate.
That's true. So we do have the bracket in front of us.
We do.
It's going to be tough to get to the Elite Eight. But we believe, because they are in the same division as, you know, Thomas More, that's just been killing it in women's basketball over the past 4 or 5 years. But, you know, I think this team probably could at least give them a game, if not take it, you know.
I definitely believe that. Looking ahead here, what I find super interesting is that we take on the winner of Chicago and Oglethorpe.
Yeah, for the Sweet 16.
So that's obviously, this is all not good. Not trying to jinx anything, obviously, but let's just say we take care of Piedmont. We got either Chicago or Oglethorpe. So taking a look here, it actually looks like Piedmont has played Oglethorpe, which I find super interesting. And they ended up losing by about 9. And I think that could play something into, you know, what goes on here. Because it's not often, and this is a national tournament, so it's very rare you're going to see teams that have played each other during the regular season be in a similar bracket or be in a similar division. Right. And now we've
played. You know, and it's hard because this isn't, you know, like the, you know, Division I tournaments we're used to, where we see, you know, teams that are, you know, just above 500 win their tournament and get in. Like, we're looking at the bracket here. It's rare to see teams that haven't won 20 games. I mean, it's kind of hard to tell just based on records. So that's why, you know, it kind of is anyone's up, you know. We've played some tough teams, but, you know.
I definitely agree. I think the disparity of difference in competition at the Division III level, I think this is the type of – scenario where that gets exposed as opposed to the Division I level. Because you see, I mean, a lot of these teams have identical records. I mean, yeah, Thomas More is undefeated, but their first round team is 23-4.
Yeah.
You know, we're 25-2, and we're taking on Piedmont, who's 23-5. I mean, so a record is so, and as they say, numbers never lie, but a record is so misleading.
Right. Yeah. When you're looking at this kind of bracket.
You never know.
I will say one thing, though. It's interesting that we have the first two rounds at home because we haven't dropped a game at home this season. We've lost on a neutral floor and we lost at Rose Holman. So, you know, if you believe in that, that probably means something to us.
Home court advantage at the college level is a huge factor. Yeah. It's always a huge factor. And I mean, it goes to show, you know, that with that this team, as they should, has gotten a lot of support this year. When a team wins, it's a lot easier for it makes it a lot more attractive for fans to come out and take a look. And this team has been winning. I mean, they have been on fire.
Right. I mean, to be honest with you, we were going to cover the game against Rose Holman and early when they dropped it. And we saw, you know, we lost and we thought, well, we don't know, you know, is this team really going to be that way? You know, like, but since then they have not lost, and it's just been incredible to see how they've really turned it around. And, you know, I really think that beating Rose Holman was quite a milestone because it has been so tough for them over the past, you know, number of years. But something else we should talk about is Coach Julie Folks has been named the HCAC Conference Coach of the Year.
Wow.
Which is huge.
Huge honor, 100%.
Yeah.
Huge honor. I mean, I just pulled it up right here. We finished the season ranked 18th in the nation.
That's crazy.
18th in the nation. I'm not even sure if we were to pick the winner of conference this year at the beginning of the year. Yeah. To think that we went from that to 18th in the nation. I mean, you know, I think a lot of it goes to show the importance of a tough out-of-conference schedule, because I think it prepares you for these tougher, like the tough in-conference games.
Yeah.
And how it helps you overcome that. I mean, we've played Trine.
Right.
Trine's ranked even higher than us on here, I believe. They're up here at, I can't even see, at 5. They're the 5th-ranked team in the nation. We took them on. Yeah. You know, we took Wittenberg at the beginning of the year, who has a very respectable program. So, you know, I think this team was
used to it. And, assuming that they can get past where they're not playing on the floor anymore, they've shown that they can win on the road. I mean, and that's, you know, huge. I mean, they can win anywhere. But, you know, when we talk about that pressure thing, I think that comes up in free throw shooting. It comes up in, you know, defensive rebounding, not being scared to go after the ball. You know, and I think that's really what we'll see in the first round favor us in terms of, you know, Piedmont or whoever comes out of that Okafor matchup, you know, as you know, who's going to go after the ball and who's going to, and I think that, you know, on your home court, you're going to, and you're not scared. You've played there all year and you know what to expect.
Exactly. And I think momentum shooting is very alive in college basketball. You just feel it when you get a couple of defensive stops in a row, an easy bucket or two, you're getting the crowd into it.
Right.
When the crowd's getting into it and everyone's cheering, you get that one stop, you hit that fast break, there is a confidence, there is just momentum in the moment, and just some things fall your way. And time after time again, those kind of situations have happened in favor of our team. And our ability to win in close battles, we've won against Emory in double overtime. We just won at the buzzer against Rose Holman. We beat Franklin in overtime.
Right.
I mean, it's huge. It's good to know, and it's really good. It's a really good psyche to know that when they're in these close games, because they're not going to blow everybody out. It's good to know when they're in these close games that they're able to, you know, pull a dub when they need to.
Yeah.
They're able to get a big stop when they need to. They're able to hit that free throw when they need to. And that's huge.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I felt like, you know, having the conference tournament at home helped them immensely, you know, compared to having to go on the road in past years and try to pull out wins there. And I think, you know, that's why we think this home court advantage is going to be so lethal for them. You know, obviously one game at a time, right? They have to get past Piedmont, and I think they can. But, you know, it would be very interesting to see, though, you know, because if you're at home, it's, you know, some of these girls, this is the biggest game they're going to. They've played in college, you know, and I think, you know, a shot goes in, crowd gets into it, and, you know, I'm assuming, I'm pretty sure there'll be more Transy fans there than any other kind of fans, you know, that will be a big momentum shift, especially because this is such a 3-point team.
100%. It's a huge 3-point team. And then, you know what? I mean, and what's going to be huge for them is that the senior leadership that they have. I mean, you look at Celia, you look at Kristen Hayes, who hit that huge shot. I mean, they've put in 4 hard years of work. I mean, if anyone goes to the Beck Center at any point throughout the day, you'll catch 2 or 3. You catch 2 or 3 players on the team just getting shots up, running their sprints. They're all a team lifting with the strength and conditioning coach. Their practices are long and difficult. You hear them doing all these sprints and stuff, and it's just amazing to see that hard work pay off, because they're one of those teams where they're like, God, do they ever get a break? Like, do they ever just get to lay down? Like,
it's just great. And I mean, I think it is such a team, and you know, Transy, you know, it's such a small environment. You do know the people. And I think, though, you know, as we look across the stats, there's nothing that you'll see on our own team that, you know, just jumps out. I mean, the team statistics do, but you know, our leading scorer is scoring not even 15 a game. You know, exactly. But it's a complete team put together. And I think, it's definitely, you know, what is it? The whole is bigger than the sum of the parts, you know? So that's kind of what I think we'll see. And I think that's what makes them lethal. And you know, and I think they can also, one thing I noticed is, they're guard oriented, but they can bring in size off the bench, which they do with Otero and, you know, occasionally some others that will come in to match up with maybe some bigger teams that they might, you know, we might think might be a problem, but they can play different ways.
100%. I mean, look, you have to be bringing in some physicality and stuff out of your forwards and your centers. I mean, we average 37.5 rebounds a game. Yeah. That's incredibly impressive.
Right.
At any level, not only are we getting those stops, I mean, we're securing the ball.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge. I mean, and it is a balanced effort in the rebound department as well.
Right.
You know, Shelby got 9 the other night. I know that I've seen Miranda Otero have one game where I think she secured like 13 to 15 rebounds. That's huge. That's possessions.
Yeah.
And possessions is big when your team is shooting 39% from 3.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's huge. And I mean, definitely, you know, it's definitely kind of shows how much basketball has changed, though. I mean, if you go, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, it's, you know, we throw it inside. And then, you know, once they double team the big men, then we throw it outside and shoot. Now we kind of see it the other way where, you know, all right, we're going to shoot and make you come out in guards, and then we're going to go around you. And I think that's, you know, they're kind of with the times and the way that's gone, especially with the way the rule changes are and how you can, you know, different fouls are called. You know, it kind of takes away strength from the center, but it gives strength to the guards. And that's kind of what we've seen, you know, stacked on this team. So
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, Aaron, needless to say, we're excited for this game on Friday, and we hope you got the Pioneer faithful is equally as excited as we are. So from us at the Ramblers, this is Alex Petricelli.
This is Aaron Bell.
And we've had a pleasure talking about some Transylvania women's basketball, and we are very much excited for this tournament. And we hope you are as well, and make sure you are there Friday night at 6 to support your Pioneers.
I saw President Kerry will pay for, I believe it's the first 300 tickets, so no shame in coming.
Oh, well, I mean, now you got to go. All right, thank you, everybody.